From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told the Financial Times, if China is not going to solve the problem of North Korea, we will. Mr. Trump insisted China has great influence over Pyongyang. His comments come ahead of his first summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida this week. Those comments echoed by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on U.S. television Sunday.
No longer take the excuses from China that they're concerned too. They need to show us how concerned they are. They need to put pressure on North Korea. The only country that can stop North Korea is China, and they know that. And I think that you saw when Secretary Tillerson went to Beijing, that was a way of putting pressure. You're going to see President Trump meet with President Xi, and a lot of conversation, and the most important conversation will be how we're going to be dealing with the nonproliferation of North Korea.
Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangerone said the Trump administration may be preparing additional sanctions that could impact Chinese firms.
I think what he's talking about is we have secondary sanctions in place which would allow us to take and go after Chinese banks and businesses which are doing business with North Korea and helping to facilitate not just trade with North Korea, but also its acquisition of the parts and material it needs to build its nuclear weapons and missile program.
Recent satellite imagery suggests the North may be preparing a sixth nuclear test. South Africa's Parliament Speaker Baleka Mbete Sunday said she is considering a request from opposition parties to hold a no-confidence vote against President Jacob Zuma.
Given the seriousness inherent in the motions of no confidence and their implications on the nation, I have therefore decided to cut my working trip to Bangladesh to ensure that these requests are given the appropriate consideration.
Mr. Zuma's administration plagued by charges of mismanagement and corruption. This is VOA News.